Zakta Mishnah Vayta Masech Tzairavin Perik Ches Mishnah Dalid. So we know that one of the requirements for a Ruvi Chatzeris is that the Erev should be placed in one of the houses in the courtyard. Well, what if they put it in a kind of a structure, or under a canopy or something, but not mamish in a house? For example, Hanoisin es Eruva, if one places his Erev Beishar was a little hut that was used for, sometimes it was used for decoration, just a nice little hut at the beginning of the chatz. So the Batanur explains it was used for a shomer. He would stand there and ask people coming into the courtyard, excuse me, why are you coming in? Do you belong here? Are you visiting someone? Or exadra. They used to have off to the side a kind of a structure. It had a roof, and there were poles holding it up. So you can walk in there if you wanted some shade. Some of the Shainim hold that this Aksadra is closed on three sides, it's open on one side. Anyway, he puts his Erev, in this Aksadra. Umar Fences. Or he puts it on the porch. That same porch we spoke about in the previous Mishnah. Eina Erev. The Erev is not good. And a Ruvi Chatzeris has to be placed into one of the houses in the courtyard. That's the whole point. That house is the place where everyone kind of lives there. Now, furthermore, the fact that these things aren't considered a house could serve as a leniency. V'hadarsham. Let's say someone lives there. No, someone is in this little hut, or he lives under the exadra, around the porch. Ein Yisrael, if he doesn't join the Erev, he doesn't assern anyone. He's not like a member of the courtyard who's not part of the Erev. He's not a member of the courtyard, because this isn't a house. If he puts the Erev, Beveis Hateven, in a place where they keep the straw, a place where they keep the tefuah, called a silo, ubeveis habakar in the barn, ubeveis ha'etzim, or in the place where they store wood, ubeveis ha'etzarais, or different types of storehouses, hadreiz ha'etiv, then it is a good erev. L'mais, it's considered a place where you could live there. V'hadarsha, and if someone does live there, oyser olav, let's say the owner of one of these things, he lets someone live there. That person then better join in the Erev. If not, he's going to restrict everyone else from carrying. Although, many hold that in order for him to aser the others from carrying, he has to eat his meals over there in this storehouse or in this barn. If he just sleeps there, but doesn't eat there, then he wouldn't aser on the others. But again, if he does eat and sleep there, being that it's open to the courtyard, he's part of the courtyard. Vaitras Dr. Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda, I'm talking about a house where I have a tenant. Does my tenant have to join in the Erev? Zakt Rabbi Yehuda, Im yasham tfisas yad shel balabais. If I have something over there, meaning me, the landlord, there's something there in the tenant's apartment. Maybe I store some kalim over there. So the halacha is einai oyser olav. It's not like the tenant is a separate person. It's like it's all owned by the balabais. After all, my things are there. That's called tfisas yad. He retains a holding. You see, I didn't totally relinquish the apartment and give it away. Now this is talking about there's no one else living there. It's just the owner and the tenant. So we say, listen, it's just the owner and the tenant, and the owner keeps things in the tenant's apartment, so it's really like one person who's living here, and no Ruvi Chatzeris are necessary. But let's say there are other people living in the courtyard, besides this owner and tenant. So you have to make an Erev anyway. If that's the case, then the tenant also has to be part of the Erev. We're medayik that from the Lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Eina Eisr Olav. If there's only the landlord over here in question, so this tenant doesn't ask around the landlord, because the landlord has things in the apartment. But if there are other people involved, then the tenant has to join the Eruv Chatzeiros. Okay, quickly chazring over, we learned in our Mishnah of someone places his Erev in a little hut, reserved for a watchman, or underneath the canopy, off to the side, on a porch. It's not an Erev, it has to be in one of the houses. For that matter, if someone lives over there, he doesn't ask there anyone else, because he's not called a person living in the courtyard, he's not living in a house. But if someone does place his Erev in a silo, where they store tefuah, a barn, a place where they keep the wood, or a storage house, it is an Erev. And v'hadarsham, the Mishnah told us, if I give permission for someone to live there, he does Aser and everyone else, if he doesn't join the Erev. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you have a landlord and a tenant, and the landlord has things in the tenant's house, so it says if it's one house, the tenant does not have to make an Eruv Chatzeres with the landlord. But that's provided it's only the tenant and the landlord. If there are other people living there, once you have to make an Erev, the tenant also has to join the Erev.